Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Exactly. To talk about that and more, really looking forward to this conversation. I believe it's our first, because I feel like I would have remembered talking to Kalena Azubuike, CSN Bay Area Warriors analyst on Twitter, at KAzubuike7. Kalena, how are you?
I'm great, man. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, fantastic. It's a pleasure to speak some dubs with you. What'd you make of those comments about Draymond Green talking about don't come at me at the end of the game?
I love it. I love the way he's built. He takes his disrespect. Like, don't come at me for game. Like, you're going to come at me to get a game winner? I'm not allowing that. And he's so smart defensively. I love his comments after the game, too, about how he knew what play they were going to run. Like, he was two steps ahead of them. And that just kind of showed you a glimpse of what it takes to be Draymond Green. It's not just coming out and playing. It's doing film study before the game. It's getting work in. And he knew time to score there, too. So he's just a really smart individual, but he gets his preparation in before the game, and he studies every opponent. So he knows what's going to happen. He knows what to expect. And obviously he's got great instincts on the floor, so he cleans up for mistakes. So he just showed you how valuable he is for the Warriors and what he really does for them. He's just a defensive anchor. He made defensive plays all game, not just that one.
Kalena, always a pleasure, and I want to start by saying you're my wife's favorite, so I'll leave that there. So, you know, she calls you eye candy. We'll just leave that there. I'll walk in the house. I'm like, I'm supposed to be watching the game. Okay, she's watching her guy. And now, look, expectations were through the roof. They're 11-2 through 13 games, and I'm not negative by nature, but I see a lot of the point production for the Dubs from the outside. You played the game. Last night was a great example. At the end, I felt like they didn't have another trick in their bag. Moving forward, how important is it for this team to try to get some low post scoring?
It's important, but this is a guard-dominated team. I don't think they're going to go to the low post to try to get scoring or depend on their low post or their big men for scoring. They got Zaza. Basically, for this team, you just want a big man that's going to set screens, rebound, be a rim runner, hopefully protect the rim some, but be a great defensive presence down there. You don't really depend on them to score. They got enough scoring from the outside, from KD, from Klay Thompson, from Steph Curry. If one guy's struggling like Steph was, Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson can get it going. So I don't think that's something that they're really worried about, their low post scoring. I think from their big man, they just expect them to be good screeners, good passers, good rebounders, defensive presence, and that's what they want from them. But last night, offensively, at the end, they kind of broke down there because the Bucks kind of present you some problems on the defensive end. First of all, they went small, which they're still kind of big when they go small, but they went small and they're pretty versatile, so they were switching everything. So the Warriors kind of stopped screening and stopped moving as much without the ball and started going more one-on-one, and they took some contested shots, which obviously Kevin Durant can make, but it wasn't the ball movement we were seeing from them for a lot of the game and for most of the time, most of the games that we see from the Warriors. So that's something they got to figure out. Obviously, if you go one-on-one, you can always get penetration and collapse the defense and kick it back out and get ball movement that way. But that's something they got to figure out as far as their offense and closing games if teams are able to be versatile like that and start switching everything. But I like how they close the game out defensively. Like, if their offense isn't working and guys aren't hitting big shots to end the game, they can still close you out defensively, and they showed that last night.
Kalena Azubuike, CSN Bay Area analyst, good enough to join us. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game. Kalena, I've been going back and forth with my partner here talking about the defense. Now, the players and the coaching staff will tell you themselves that the defense is not where it wants to be, but part of me gives a little bit of a pass based on the fact when you're that good offensively, it's impossible not to let up a lot of points. Where are you at on the defense thus far?
I like their defensive effort. They're trying to maintain it more for most of the 48 minutes of the game. And that's really tough to do, but I like that they're talking about that. You always hear Draymond saying we want to maintain it for longer. You always hear Coach Kerr talking about they want to maintain it for longer. And Draymond also talked about how since they play so fast, their defensive numbers may not be as good as they really are defensively, and they're not really worried about that. They still want to play fast, and obviously the other team's going to get more possessions when the Warriors play fast, so that makes their defensive numbers go down. But defensively, I think they're still trying. They're still working for most of the game. We've seen them have those blowout quarters where they shut a team down basically for a quarter, and that's pretty much enough to win the game, which is great. It's encouraging that they're able to kind of turn it on there, but I think their heads are basically with wanting to stay with that effort for a full game, and that's not easy to do, but I think they're getting closer and closer to that. And obviously this is the NBA. You're going to have teams that present problems on the offensive end, guys like Antetokounmpo, who can score in a lot of different ways, makes plays for others. Jabari Parker was a monster last night too. He was great. So there's really talented players in this league, and usually great offense beats good defense. So there's going to be guys that are able to go off and score points and get points in a lot of different ways. But the Warriors, when they work hard and just focus on maintaining that intensity and effort defensively, they should be fine. And then we talked about this last night. If they can try to do that for most of the game, hopefully their offense catches up at some point in the game and they're able to have those huge quarters where they get hot offensively, they're not turning the ball over, and they're playing great defense, they're forcing turnovers. When you have all those things kind of converge, that's when you get these huge quarters that they have. But they're still working for most of the game defensively. It's just different things are happening. Maybe they're turning the ball over on the offensive side. Just because they're getting stops defensively doesn't mean they're going to score every time. You still got to go down there and capitalize. So the Warriors are focusing on that, and I think as the season goes on, they'll get even better defensively as they even build even more chemistry on the defensive end. They've looked great offensively at times, and last night we talked about at the end, their offense broke down, but defense is where they're going to win their games. That creates their offense for them most of the time, and I think that's where their heads are at.
When I see a Warrior guard drive to the rack, throw the ball in the air, and McGee come down and slam it home, it's almost like a play, but I sit there and scratch my head like the possibilities. His game is almost perfect for this team, and I'm wondering if he was your family member, if he was your brother, he played 5 minutes last night, what would you tell him in regard to trying to earn more trust from the head coach and get more burn?
I would tell him just to stay ready and just try to make sure you focus the whole game, because JaVale has maybe a propensity to make some mental errors every now and then and to lose focus or to just have a lapse in concentration or whatever the case may be. But I agree with you. Like, me and Faye have been talking about it on the shows. We started a JaVale McGee fan club, and we want to see him play a lot more, but he's got to earn those minutes. And I was really happy with his minutes last night. I think he got the lob, and he got a block like on the other end, like almost back to back, and he got an offensive rebound, tapped it out, so he's run the floor, he's a defensive presence, he's rebounded. So those are all the things they want him to do. Like, they don't need him to get buckets in the low post. They're not going to throw it to him and depend on him to get 2 points when they need a bucket. The guards are going to dominate the game, and they're going to penetrate, suck the defense in, and he needs to be able to finish, or they're going to throw a lob to him and he just can throw it down that way, or do a pick and roll and he rolls to the basket and they throw it up, or just give him the pass and let him dunk it home. So just let him be a finisher on that end. Use his athleticism, because that lob option that they have with him really opens up the floor too for a lot of people. Like, Kevin Klay and Steph open up the floor with their shooting, but when you have that lob option there, that lob respect, we talked about this the other day, like how in the pick and rolls, the weak side defender, if you're guarding like Klay or Kevin on the other side, you have to be in the paint basically to take away the lob to JaVale McGee. And if Kevin and Klay are on that weak side, that's an open shot for them. So he creates a lot of different things offensively just from him being on the court and having that lob respect, I call it. You got to pick your poison. You got to stay outside and guard that 3-point line on the weak side, or you get in there and try to take away JaVale McGee's lob and you're giving up one or the other, the three or the dunk. So I'd love to see him out there more, but it's up to him. He's got to stay away from mental errors. He's got to be productive when he gets out there, use athleticism, get rebounds, finish, be a rim protector, rim runner. If he can just do those things, and they sound simple, but it's harder than it looks. If he can just do those things, he'll be fine, and he'll be a huge asset for this team.
Quickly here, Kalena, can you remember a player that you played with or anybody in the league? And I'm not asking you to name them, but can you remember a player that just kind of seemed like a knucklehead, kind of seemed like a space cadet that ended up like really putting it together?
Ooh, you don't want me to say names?
I mean, I do.
I want to hear the name.
I would love for you to.
names.
I just wasn't trying to put you in a bad spot.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Like Dennis Rodman, maybe, when he was corralled by Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan with Chicago?
Oh, yeah. I was trying to think of people I played with. Yeah, but Dennis Rodman, for sure, was he was great with the Pistons and early in his career, and then he kind of got a little crazy. It seemed like he kind of started, you know, he married himself and did all that stuff. And then he was with the Spurs, had some issues there, and then got with the Bulls and Jordan and Pippen and Phil Jackson. They kind of all corralled him, and he was very effective. He was still crazy in a good sort of way, I thought, because he was fun to watch, and he entertained the fans. He'd do his kicks when he got rebounds, jump into the crowd when he maybe didn't have to all the time. It was fun to watch, and he was a big part of them winning championships. So, yeah, it can definitely happen. And obviously, JaVale McGee has never come close to Dennis Rodman's greatness as far as what he was able to do. You could depend on him to get rebounds and be a stopper. Basically, he could guard 1 through 5 when he was with the Pistons, basically. So, but if JaVale McGee can just stay away from those mental errors, and the game before last night, I think he intercepted a pass to Steph. Like, just things like that.
Yeah.
If he can just stay away from things like that, he'll be fine.
Yeah. Kalena Azubuike, CSN Bay Area analyst. Check out his great work with the Saint and Papa and that whole crew on Twitter, at KAAzubuike7. Appreciate the time, Kalena, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
All right, you too, man. Thanks for having me, guys.
Great stuff from Kalena. Hopefully we can talk to him again in the future.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.